There's wars, famines, an earthquake yesterday that swallowed up several poor Manchurians. Earthquakes in diverse places. Yet you said he had all power. He said the devil did that. Who made the devil? God made the devil, supposedly. Lucifer was the most beautiful angel, right? I've got to get this in because it's a difference between life and death. I want you to reflect on what I've preached today. I want you to testify to what you've seen and heard today. I want you to write me a little letter on what message you got out. And I want you to say what you're willing to do for this revelation of God. Where you think we ought to go, what we ought to do, where we ought to be, whether we should take leave of this country, whether we should flee from the wrath to come, whether we should get up now in the cave in Redwood Valley, where? I want you to reflect because there's a mystery test on this assembly today. I've never asked you to write until this weekend. You must write what you heard, what I said between the words, what I said between the lines, what I said in parables, what was a mystery of the truth that I was bringing to you. Oh, please listen. Because this test, you say, I can't write. I'll read it if you can't write. If you try. And if you try, no matter who tries, you will not lose the test. You will not fail the exam if you try. But it is a test I've never asked you in all my life, have I, to do this. Wake up now. Wake that sister up there. She sets blood pressure problems. You need to stay awake. You must hear. And you must perceive and you must understand. What am I saying about God? God is a principle. What is this principle, the rod and staff that's in my hand? What is it? What am I? You must know. And what is God? And what is love? And how can you have love? Only by a Pentecostal socialistic economy where they had, as it was on the day of Pentecost, all things common. You've got to know the mystery. You've got to understand it and understand it well. Better put that back on, lest somebody get concerned about the little red scarf and miss the words that I speak. Yes, I'm all right. With or without a robe, I'm all right. Peace. You've listened to fairy tales. Billy Graham, who stood before Brother Iams and myself and Brother Beam and several of our ministers, says, I don't believe a word in the Bible. But he said, it's the easiest living I know. That's what he said in the Claypool Hotel. I heard him say it. You've listened to liars like that. I've heard the same from Allen. I've heard the same from even Kuhlman. They tell you what they want you to tell. Some people come in here and say, if you would only bow before the sky god, I'd have to be a liar to bow before anything that was smaller than me. I will only give obedience, only obeyance, only principle. I'll give my life to anything that's more loving than me. Until I see something more loving than me, I shall remain what I am, unchangeable, unchangeable, perfecting love. I will not bow to anything that's unknown. We're not to do it. Paul said, don't bow before the unknown God. He said, I perceive you're too superstitious because you have an inscription to the unknown God. You say, and Billy Graham will say, as he says every week, God in the beginning loved us. He loved us so much he made us. If I'd been there and left all alone in the universe, I wouldn't have made you. So where are you from? The first heaven, another planet, a school of masters. Think on that. I come down here every now and then, but I evolved, and I've got to bring you up to a vibratory level. I've got to bring your electronic field up. You can't go to where I've been from until I get you up. You came down here out of your own willfulness. Now I want to get you back up. Oh, there's little truths in that Bible, but you left another planet, another heaven. You left it, and I've got to raise your vibrations to be sensitive and loving and kind and sacrificial as I am, as socialistic as I am. Then when I get your vibrations up, you will leave the earthbound state. And unless you do overcome, you'll keep going back through matter because your mind is now already reaching an eternal state. So you'll keep going back through matter. That means you'll have a body after a body after a body. John the Baptist was who? Elias. Jesus said, if you can receive it, this John the Baptist is Elias, which was and is to come. So if John the Baptist had to come back, and he's still back here today, then you sure are going to have to come back. Some of you stealing, living here with other people's... That's the mystery. As in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. Who was Adam? Know some of these things. See if you can write them to me. The first Adam was a living soul. The second Adam was a quickening spirit. Who could make up for Adam? Only Adam. So Jesus was Adam. If you're going to take it by a figurative principle. It's not a literal Adam or a literal Jesus, but the principle's there. Only Adam could make up for the mistake of Adam. Only you can make up for the mistake of you. As a tree falls, so shall it lie. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Listen, dear, I didn't ask you to stay, but one day you're going to need me to heal you of female cancer. You've had several bouts with female disorder. Now, if you want to go home, go home. But I am going to preach here at least another 5 or 10 minutes. Now, last Saturday, I let you out at 4 o'clock. Last Sunday, I let you out at before 3. Now, today, I've got the difference between life and death. I've got the pearl of great price. I've got the treasure hid. And it's only by looking and listening that you're going to be able to live. And if you listen closely, you'll find life. And you'll come out of mortality. And your mortality will put on immortality. And your corruptible will put on incorruptibility. Kumalife. There will be a reincarnation as long as you keep earthbound in capitalism and selfishness. That's why I'm trying so hard. It's painful to become sensitive, but when you become sensitive, then you will be released from your earthboundness. And you'll move on to an advanced field of teachers on another planet, which Brother Cordell can point to you any night. He's seen it when a glorious revelation came. Even the dogs did exactly what they were told by revelation. Everything was ordered. Every sound for the next 30 minutes was ordered. Exactly what every dog would do, what every thing would do in the field, what every sign would happen. And then it showed where we were going to, the first heaven. It's actually not the first heaven. It's the ninth level. But that's too much. I'll talk about first heaven because you can understand from kindergarten to the first grade. I'm giving you a lot of stuff that's not bunko, honey. I'm telling you the truth now. If you want the truth, I told you I'd give you the truth, and the truth would set you free. But you have to come to the place where you don't care whether you're going there or not. You have to just die out to self, where you have no desire to do anything but to give. And then you go. When you lose your life, you find it. You'll lift from this earth plane and this state of particular geographic appearances, and you'll move into a time dimension that will move you many, many light years from here in the twinkling of an eye. Nonetheless, the only way you can get there is to overcome. Revelation 3:12 says, to him that overcometh, I will make a pillar in the temple of the house of God, and you will go no more out into the earth. Your old Bible speaks of it, said God, the principle bearer, said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. From when? Before they were born. Why would the principle bearer, God, the mastership degree, why would he hate somebody before they were born unless they lived in another body? Right? And you will continue to reincarnate until you overcome and become socialistic. There is no God that made us. We have combusted. We have developed from the lower mineral fields, the lower energy levels in to the higher schools of evolution. That's why nobody can come down from that heaven and lift you. You've got to lift yourself. You've got to work out your own salvation. When you rise on a high vibration, you'll understand, and then you'll be one with that symphony. Some people can go into a great symphony and it's boring to them. It's like clatter. They don't like classical music because they have no appreciation for the souls that died in sweat some of those, like the blind Tchaikovsky that was even supposed to be, wasn't it? Was it Tchaikovsky? It was supposed to have been part Negro? Beethoven, rather. Beethoven. You don't know their lives. You don't know their suffering. So the symphonies they play, you don't appreciate because you're not sensitive to where they are. And when you get sensitive to that next realm, you'll lift from this plane. And you'll go to a place where there's no sickness, no death, no separation, no disease, and no physical restrictions. You can transmit just like I did like there. I had to limit myself to come into a body. It was very difficult for me to come into a body. But you saw me there functioning in a real way where I sent. My body no doubt shook under the pressure of it, but I was transmitting a part of my mind to that body. I can take you to a place. No, there's no sky god that made us. No, that old dumb story, that fairy tale that God was lonely. Who would want to worship somebody that'd be lonely? If I were up there, you were up there, you wouldn't have made anybody. You'd say, I wouldn't put anybody else in the pain that I'm in. But that crazy God, Billy Graham said, made angels. And then he didn't like the angels he made, so he made a more beautiful angel. Called him Lucifer, and that most beautiful angel named Lucifer rebelled and took a third of his angels away. He was so stupid, God couldn't even make an angel that was capable of following him. And yet you say, that sky God's all perfect, he's all wise, he's all knowledge, he's perfection personified, and yet he didn't have enough sense to make his most beautiful angel was smarter than he was. He wouldn't put up with it. Who would? This old concept of God. People say, I want to go to heaven. I notice nobody's trying to get there. Last night I said, anybody wants to go to heaven? I was preaching a harder sermon than the day. I said, stand up, I'll send you there right now. There wasn't one. Not a soul stood up. I couldn't beg them up. I said, I'll send you right there. You'll leave your body. Just stand up. I said, please. There wasn't nobody wanted to go. Because I've got the power to do it. You've seen them fall in the aisles, and I've resurrected them. Even when they were mean and nasty. One white young man, as nasty as he could be. But I brought him back. Dramatization of this truth. I brought him back. But after he'd learned a lesson and it shook and writhed like a snake and frothed at the mouth because he'd been a smart aleck and not appreciated the black congregation like he ought to. You were here. You saw it. Most of you saw when he dropped dead. One dropped dead when he was not supposed to touch this altar. He dropped dead. You were here. How many was here? Oh, it's happened over and over and over and over and over again. They've fallen dead. They've been carried up with bowel movement caked on their legs. And I've brought them back when they didn't look like it was possible to put them together. They looked like Ezekiel's dry bones. They looked like their bones were separated from their skin. Their eyes were sunk in their head. Their bowel movement cleared out, caked on their legs. But I put them back together again. There's nobody in the universe that can work like I can. Now hear me. Because you'll not go through this every week. There'll be very, very rare times that there'll be this long a service. I've given you all my truth in one package. If you've had an ear to hear what the body of spirit and truth has had to say to the church. Extra ecclesia. Non est salus. This is the body that'll bring you salvation. Peace. Peace, Deborah. Keep quiet and be seated. No, I don't know her, but she better be seated. Peace. This truth is imperative. Now, you've worshipped the false God and a false Bible. You worshipped a God just because he was out there. You're supposed to worship him because he made you. That's no reason to worship somebody. You worship somebody because they prove themselves to you. They have to prove a saviorship to you. They've got to be a good father. My so-called natural father, who wasn't my father at all, but he was in the Ku Klux Klan. I don't respect him because he was a bad father. Who is my father? Who is my mother? Who is my sister, my brother? But he that doeth the will of the Father art truth. Now, Billy Graham says God was lonely. He makes angels. Then he makes a bad job of making angels, so he makes a most beautiful angel that turns out to be the Lucifer, the devil. And that devil leads away his angels, and then he gets tired and he makes a man. Stupid story. I don't know how you ever believe this stupid story. Then he made a man named Adam. Adam. There's a mystery in that, but there was no man. Wake up! Okay. Shift your knees. Shift your bottom. Shift it. I will promise you that I'll finish. It's now 6:10. I will finish before 6. Peace. And I want you to read back to me what I've given you. Because it's the difference between your life and your death. Some of you are down in jobs and stewards, and you've been in kitchen work, and you're on staff work, and you don't get to hear some of this truth. So today, you've had a chance to hear it, and I want you to reflect on what you've heard. And you don't need to be embarrassed. No matter how badly you spell or how badly you write, you're to write back what you've got out of this sermon. And I'll read every blessed one of them. And I'll separate the sheep from the goats. Peace. Peace. No clapping. I didn't come to get your adulation. I'm in a consciousness higher than that. They say worship God. I don't want you to worship. I want you to work with God. I'm in a higher consciousness than Jesus. He said, wash my feet. King James says that Jesus said to them, the poor woman put a whole year's salary, broke it on his feet, the alabaster. And the Judas said, we could have used this money in the treasury to feed the poor. And Jesus was supposed to have said, according to King James, the poor you'll have with you always. Oh, not me. I'm in a greater consciousness than that. I wouldn't let you waste any alabaster, no perfume on me. No, you don't have to adulate me. You don't have to clap for me. You don't have to say Hosanna to me. That's why people said, well, why would Lucifer ever leave heaven? You get on the old illustration, you stand on somebody up on a barrel. They once asked the devil, somebody asked him, said, why did you leave heaven? He said, I'll tell you. He said, you character. He said, get up on this barrel and I'll show you why I left heaven. He got up there. Lucifer got up on the barrel, rather. And he said, now you go around it. What did he say? What do you want me to do that for? He said, I just told you to do it. You go around and sing amazing grace, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he said, when you get through 10,000 years, you're going to have 10,000 more to sing God's praise. Keep on going. He said, I'm tired. He'd done it about 50 laps. He said, I'm tired of doing this. He said, that's exactly what happened to me. He said, I got tired of running around the throne singing Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And you've been singing about it. You're going to go to heaven. You're going to stand before the throne of God. And you could stand. I know some of you folk, you can't hardly sit here today. And I'm giving you the key to life. But you can't hardly sit here. And I'm going to feed you free if you want to afterwards. And you can't hardly sit here. And you talk about me. You're going to go up around some throne. While you folk will be, you'll be griping and you'll be grumbling in 20 minutes. You'll say, I'm too tired. I'm tired of this. Well, that's the stupidity of the whole story. So he makes Adam. Now I'll finish with this. I've still got very short. It's only 9 minutes of 6. And Adam was made out of the dust. And then he spit on him. And he breathed into him. And then Adam wasn't complete. And that's why women are treated like dogs today. So he takes out a rib. That false god, the Bible god, takes out a rib and he makes a woman. And she's subject to him just to do his pleasure. So she wants to go and feed the old fool. Come on. That's why women are getting half the salary today. That's why women don't get treated like men. Because the Bible makes women less important than men. That's the Bible makes black less important than white. Oh, yes. Anyway, she goes out and she gets... God tells her, now, you're one tree you're not to eat of. You can eat of the tree of life, but don't you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the day you do, you'll die. And she said, why? Because he said, your eyes will be open, you'll become like God. You're not to eat of that tree. And he said, the day you do, you'll die. She went out there, and Lucifer, now the most beautiful angels, turned into a snake. He's around the tree, and he says, come over here, Eve. Said, now that apple's good, and if you eat that apple, you're not going to die. That God's just jealous. He don't want you to have as much sense as he does. If you eat it, your eyes will be open and your understanding will be open. That's what the old snake said, the old devil said. God said, the day you eat, you're going to die. And the snake said, the day you eat, you're going to live. Well, she didn't know evil from good anyway, so how would she know what to do? You tell a child to go out there and drive a car. He don't know how to drive a car. He don't know. You tell a child that's just born, just barely walking, don't walk through the street. He don't know what a street is. You tell a lion not to eat a rabbit. Lions just think they're supposed to eat rabbits. They don't know any better. That was just like Adam and Eve. Tell them not to do something. Eve didn't know knowledge from good and evil. That stupid story, all of you ought to have been able to see through it. She didn't know right from wrong, so how would she know how to keep from doing right from wrong? So she goes out and she eats the apple, takes it home to her husband, he eats it, and they didn't die. Who told the truth? The snake. The serpent told the truth. Their eyes got open, they went to bed, they had two kids. Two children. Cain and Abel. Right? God messed up all the way along. That false guy, God messed up all the way through. He made Adam, and then that failed on him because Cain killed Abel with the jawbone of an ass. But Adam was the first man, right? Eve was the first woman, right? Only two, right? Now, where'd that fool Cain go get his wife? Cain went over to the land of what? Nod, and got a woman. Now, how could he get a woman if Adam and Eve were the only two? The first page of the Bible, you see it's full of hot air. Just read one page and you see it's full of a lie. Why won't you come to me when I have never lied to you? I've given you nothing but truth. I've given you nothing but health. I've given you nothing but homes, happiness, jobs. I said, I combusted. I said, up from the dirt I arose. Out of the earth I came. And I shaped myself into a God-likeness so that you'd have a way, a pattern. You'd have a sign, son, to follow. I've given you a sign like the ones in Moses' day, the sign of the cloud by day and the sign of fire by night. I've given you a perfect copy that you can be able to get to the ninth dimension, into the first heaven, to that beautiful planet, asked him some night to show you how beautiful it is when it radiates through the sky. Say, Father, if I follow you, I'll have to throw away everything I've learned. What have you got to lose? Where are you today? You go home and read executive order. It's now 5 of 6. I told you I'll finish by 6. Executive order 11490 and 11647. You go home and read it. Right now they're preparing to set up a dictatorship. It's already written into law that will give the president power to move people wherever he wants to put them in concentration camps, to take over every streetcar line, over every transportation, over every farm, over every office, over every factory. He'll put serial numbers and a mark of the beast right on you. You'll not be any more a person, you'll be a number. And every black and brown and poor white will be done away with. It's already in law. What have you got to lose? You say, I've got so much to lose. You've got nothing to lose but your chains. They didn't even care last year. They didn't even try to get the black vote. Kennedy tried to get the black vote. Johnson tried to get it. Truman tried to get it. Last time, they told you openly, we don't even care about the black vote. They never wooed the blacks. Every black has been put off the cabinet. There wasn't a black that's been entertained in the president's office. Not even the senator that's of the same party. Black Senator Brook. He can't even get a hearing. He can't even get an interview with the president. The time has come for the destruction of the black man unless he frees himself from the burden of the black book, the curse of the white man's religion. He must free himself. Peace. The slave system, the monetary system, the love of money, which is the root of all evil. That's the mark of the beast, the dollar, the almighty dollar. You're going to have to free yourself from that mark of the beast. And it's now 4 minutes of 6. What will you do? I've never lied to you. Your Bible is full of lies. Your sky God makes no sense. If he was all perfect, why don't he come down and do something? If he can heal everybody in a minute, why doesn't he heal them all? Why did he make all these different races to fight and to kill? Why does he bring some into the world born blind? I don't bring anyone in born blind. Anyone that's had a stroke under my ministry has been healed. And those of you that have come with your crippling decisions, your diseases, all of you improved since you come to me. Though you were dead, now you live. I'm a Savior, not the Creator. Don't confuse me. I'm the Savior. There are many Saviors come up out of Zion. I am a Savior come up out of Zion. Come up from the earth. Why do you listen to this last, as I say, yesterday? A white woman. That shows you how much murder there is in the hearts of people today. You say, we couldn't give up what we know. What we know has brought us to this place. People telling us to think about heaven, the furniture of heaven and the temperature of hell. That's why we're so careless today, so godless, so heartless. That white woman on the Miami Tower, her heart was broken, lonely, alone, afraid. She's up there wanting somebody to care. And hundreds of people, they said, white, every race, saying, jump, 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 you bitch, jump. They do it all over America. Read every news story. One in New York recently, we're trying to get them to jump off of a 37th floor. Jump. There's no heart. There's no love. Everybody killing everybody. So what have you got to lose? Does your churches have any love? Does your preacher talking about the sky God, will he give you a ride? Will he give you any buses? Has he given you any of those homes? Has he given you help? Does he go into the court and the jails and set you free? Does his sky Jesus do you any good? No! I'm the only one that'll help you. I'm the only one that cares about you. I'm the only one that loves you. Peace. I know some of you will never come back. But that will be your loss. The truth is hard. It's hard. I'm preaching my heart out. But look at that 93-year-old before you do and see how healthy he looks. Look at what I do for my people. He was in jail and they were stuck up several $1,000 bails on him. And I paid it that minute. And I said, you won't go back. And he didn't. That's the kind of father I am. What kind of father have you been serving lately? Oh, you don't. You can't give me any answer because you know I'm telling you the truth. Peace. It's 1 minute of six. 1 minute of six. If they would tell a white woman to jump, and then when the police try to rescue her and the fire department rescue her, throw bricks at them, what are they going to do to the black? Said, oh, we'll never happen. They just barely keep it from happening now. You were in slave chains, don't you remember? Until Harriet Tubman throwed this down and used it for toilet paper. She said, I won't listen to anything that is full of lies like this that tells me to be subject to a master. Harriet Tubman threw it down. And we were lynched as late as 1942. And now it's sweeping back again. They'd like to make slaves of us again. Just yesterday's paper, and it's a half a minute. Yesterday's paper in Detroit. A black couple, it showed them on all most of your papers. They had to leave their neighborhood because they had been burned, their children poisoned, their dog stabbed to death. America, 1973. Christian America. Jehovah's America. Bible America, 1973. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by following me. Why don't you deny yourself? Why don't you deny yourself? Why don't you say yes to this cause and no to that slave system? I thank you. I thank you. I thank you because my words are spirit and my words are life. This is a revolution that will heal you. This is a father that will save you. This is one that will shepherd you through every storm.